Overnight, they settled into a routine. Etta in the library, hunting for the spell, and Almanac in the cellar, hunting for whatever it was Dr. Mitherly wanted him to find. Daily, Etta's notes grew longer and more intricate, while at the rear of the manor, the piles of rubbish mounted up. The latter were removed by Silas, Almanac presumed, although he never saw him, and what happened to the rubbish exactly, Almanac never found out. When not devoted to their allotted tasks, Etta and Almanac performed ordinary chores, such as cleaning their clothes, which they undertook, rather than raid the unused finery in the house's bulging wardrobes. Otherwise, their life was much more comfortable than either had experienced to date. They cooked, ate, slept, and bathed at their own schedules, with no one to boss them around or tell them they were worthless. They could even play games if they wanted, although they rarely agreed on which to choose out of cards or checkers. After Almanac's regular evening bath, they went for walks outside, wending through the walnut trees in search of ruins or extra manors, and never finding any. The grounds were expansive, containing an overgrown kitchen garden, a dried-up lake, and empty stables with arched doors that had once been painted bright red. Not once in a whole week, however, did they find the gate open, nor any other exit, no matter how hard they looked. The wall was made of rough-hewn granite blocks fitted together without mortar, uniformly grey from top to bottom. Jagged stones made a forbidding prospect for anyone trying to climb it. Both Etta and Almanac made the attempt, but the wall was slick with damp and moss, and they earned nothing but scrapes and split fingernails as a result. Neither of them told the other that in truth they didn't mind failing so much. It was easy sometimes to forget that the outside world even existed. Certainly, compared to their previous lives, living in the manor house was much better than they had ever dared imagine it might be. Maybe it didn't matter what the sign said after all, or what the spell might have done to them. Maybe they would be happy if they never left at all. It was on one such walk that Etta revealed that the map of the manor she had started making on the day of their arrival had grown much larger and more complicated than anticipated. I mean, she said, it's a big house. I still get lost sometimes if I'm not careful, but I never guessed how big it really is. It was Lady Simone who told me that there was a south wing as well as the east wing and north wing, but she never mentioned the west wing, which, wait. Almanac held up a hand to stop the rapid flow of words. You've been talking to Lady Simone? Yes, I visit her every afternoon, and she tells me stories about when she was a young girl, touring all around the world. You know, she came here after being chased by pirates across the southern seas. True. I wish I could have a life like hers. Without the pirates, though, they sound pretty horrible. Are you thinking I shouldn't talk to her? Because I wouldn't agree. I'm not sneaking in on her when she's asleep to see what she looks like or anything. That would be rude. Yes, it would, he said. He remained in the habit of checking in on Lord Nigel and Dr. Mitherly, although neither of them was much of a conversationalist. Lord Nigel was writing a detailed diary about events during his time in the royal court, and Dr. Mitherly's experiments seemed to be concerned with energy flows of some kind. That was as much as he had learned. He was simply curious how they had each naturally adopted different inhabitants of the manor without telling the other. Go on, he said. Well, so there's a west wing and a south wing and a tower, although you can't see it from the outside unless you stand in exactly the right spot, which is by the well if you want to give it a try. There's a well? Didn't I tell you? I found it when I was looking for Olive's boiler room, which I still haven't found, by the way. Anyway, a lot of the rooms are just empty bedrooms, but there's a print room and a sauna and, let's see, a boarded-up observatory, several galleries and a conservatory full of dried-up orchids and mushrooms. There's even an empty bathing pool. I wish there was some way to fill it, but I think the bottom is cracked. Almanac was impressed. Have you found anyone else? No. And no secret passages either, but I'm not giving up, she grinned. It's so exciting. Would you like me to give you a tour?